Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so delighted today, very excited today about today's show. Can't wait. But first, I wanted to say happy birthday to everyone that's having a birthday. I want to wish you many blessings. May God continue to increase you and expand you in every way possible. And I just want to thank you for tuning in and telling all your friends. Do you know that we have doubled in our numbers? I don't know if you've heard lately, but we have a little over 500,000 listeners now, and I cannot be more excited about that. I mean, people are listening all over the world, and it's because of you, the faithful listeners that's been tuning in and telling your friends and neighbors and coworkers and et cetera. So I want to personally thank you today. Today, you have a blessed day, and may God increase you in every way possible. And I'm just excited about what he's got for you, because you are blessing to for this ministry. God is going to bless you. So keep spreading the word, keep telling everybody about it, and just may God continue to bless you. Now today is, we're in June, right? But it's a low 70 today in DC. It is partly cloudy. Actually, it's 65. I'm sorry. It's going to be at a low 70. I don't even think it's going to reach 70 today. I think 68 is going to be the high, partly cloudy. And then we have in Detroit, Michigan, my hometown, where our very first guest, Jay Moss, Pastor Jay Moss, that is from as well. It is 63 degrees and sunny. It's going to be a high 72 degrees, sunny all day. Detroit, you got better weather than DC today. Okay, and Richmond, VA. Hey, Richmond, you're 69 degrees today, mostly cloudy. You're going to be high in 70. Jacksonville, Florida. Y'all know Jacksonville, my favorite place, one of my favorite places. I love it there. A-Train, my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. You know he's from Jacksonville, already holding it down. You know he holds Jacksonville all the way down. So he anyway, it's going to be 76 degrees there today. And so I'm very excited about the weather and how we are really, really, really having some good weather. And it's going to be burning hot. I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's going to be super duper hot this weekend. And so today, I just wanted to let you know that our guest today, as we move forward, our guest today is actually Pastor Jay Moss. And also, we have Elizabeth Brooks. She's joining us today to give us 5 minutes of fitness. And also, we have my main man, celebrity comedian, A-Train. He's going to be joining us and bringing us some hot topics. And also, he got so much going on. I can't wait till he tells us what's going on with him. He's got so many things popping that he's going to tell us. So I'm really super excited about that. And so he'll be joining us soon. So listen, so much show, so much good stuff going on. Now I'm getting ready to bring in Jay Moss, Pastor Jay Moss. How are you?
It's too early. I can't do it.
You are so silly. You know God rises up early, child.
God is killing me in the middle of the midnight hour in that studio.
I bet. I know. I appreciate you taking the time, Jay. You've just been such a blessing to all of us, and the listeners are super excited about you being on today to hear about what you got going on, this wonderful ministry that God has birthed up out of you. But first, I just want to remind some of the people that don't know, and I don't know how they can't possibly know who Jay Moss is, because you are truly one of the legends in gospel and production and so many Grammy Award winner, Stellar Award winner, just composing and songwriting, so many things that you have truly been used to bless the kingdom with. I mean, songs like We Must Praise, that's constantly in rotation, Praise on the Inside, constantly on rotation, and so many more. But my favorite song, I gotta tell you, is Faith. I love Faith. I've sent it to people. It just blesses me so much because you really gets it in. So tell us about just, I mean, before we get into the, you know, your new church and the services and everything, tell us, because there's so many people that listen to the show that are inspired by the guests that come on here. They tell their stories about how they started, where did the passion begin? Can you just give a little background about how you got into music, singing, writing, and composing?
Oh, there's absolutely not enough time to go through that whole lineage because of being born into such a powerful family lineage, you know, the Moss family, of course. My dad, Bill Moss Sr., and his sister, Maddie Moss Clark. Of course, you just say those two names, you know, the offspring, if you will, that comes from them, from the Clark sisters to the Moss brothers to Bill Moss and the Celestials to Jay Moss to Kiki to Jay Trusheed. I mean, it's just, it's so many, oh my goodness, just wonderful eclectic talent that came out of this family lineage. So it was almost, we had no choice. You know, we were born with not a silver spoon in our mouth, but microphones in our mouth. We just had to show up. I mean, I was gifted as young as the age of 4.5, 5 years old. So right after I could sing sentences good, you know, my dad stuck a mic down my throat, you know, and it was just, that's how it was. And, you know, just being on the road with him, traveling with him, my mom moved back in the 70s, the 80s, and then my dad was blessed to go abroad and really teach and minister and sing over in Europe for so many years before he passed. I mean, it was just a great ride to be able to experience so much just with mom and dad, you know, let alone being on tour with Clark Sisters, let alone meeting my Cooper Jam and doing so many great pop, R&B, rap, and gospel artists. And then, of course, having the breakout year when I was 32 years of age with We Must Believe, and then the rest of
Well, listen, and I want everybody to hear what you're saying. Move away from the mic just a little bit because you got such a nice, smooth voice. It is definitely an instrument, and I want them to hear you clearly. So, Pastor Jay, so even with that Pajam, can you tell people what Pajam is? Is this a production company? What is the Pajam all about?
Pajam is our production company from Detroit. Three brothers, myself, PDA, and Walter Kearney. And, yeah, we are, actually, it's so funny. We started off as three guys just kind of working on a project together of doing some commercials. Walter was the head of a advertising firm, and PDA was a super producer here in the city of Detroit. And then, of course, I was just coming along for the ride, you know, with my talent. And
wow.
That's how it all started. We started doing commercials together. And then, wow, I mean, it just snowballed from there. The first project that we ever got was the Finally Karen record, where there's Bomb and Gilead and all of those wonderful, huge songs that just kind of spearheaded her career off. We were half of that record, and Donald Lawrence was the other half of that record. And that's where it all just kind of took off. That's where we just kind of made our breakout into the world, into society, into the genre. And we just left our mark from there on. So, yes, we're a production company. And just recently, a few years ago, God blessed us to become elevated and promoted. So now we are the Pajam Music Group. We have our own independent record label. So, you know, the word
there
is, if you stick to it, if you pray, it may not come and it may not look like, it may not be shrink-wrapped in what you think it should look like, but God has a plan. And remember, his thoughts of us are of good and never for evil. And it's taking us to an expected end of hope. And so that's what we did. We persevered, we locked arms together, and we never, no matter how much money we made in R&B, no matter how much money we made in pop, and how many tours and things that we were able to get, we always kept our hand in the gospel, in the teaching, in the spreading of the good news. And I believe that's why God blessed us.
Well, it's truly been a blessing because I've seen the progression, and I'm really, my mouth is to the floor just hearing that you have your own label. That is exciting. And I know people that are listening right now, they want to know, and we're going to get you all that information, how you can submit or, you know, get in touch with Pastor Jay, just so they can listen to your sound and things like that soon enough. But I want to get into how many groups you already have now. I mean, I know you have the group, you have two groups now, don't you?
Well, we have it's a lineage of just groups. I mean, of course, we started and kicked off the group Ramaya, the all-female group. Of course, they toured. They toured with Beyonce and Destiny's Child for so many years, and that's how we got that deal going. And then, of course, now everybody knows and is familiar with 2103, who's just been racking up accolades as they go. They're over 10 years old now.
And wow.
As a group. And you know, we've signed so many new acts and new talent. And we can't spill the beans all just yet because we're still working out everything. But wow, I mean, God has just given us idea after idea and gem after gem after gem of just talent and anointed vessels that we're going to put out there very, very, very soon.
Wow. Well, we are all excited about that. And again, hold up, listeners. He's going to give you your information. Now we're going to go into all of that you've done, but now the music, now we're going into just preaching the gospel. I've seen, you know, clips of some of your services, and I'm telling you, I'm in awe. I mean, you have really, you're anointed, and people are being touched by the words that God has given you, the revelation, the wisdom, the knowledge, and all that stuff. When did this come about from music into, you know, full-blown having a church now?
It was just an idea that the Lord dropped into my wife and I's spirit on a Saturday afternoon. We had just finished breakfast and our normal Saturday routine where we're just kind of lounging around, and thought was planted. It was birthed right in our office. We were going through just some. I think I may have gone in there to look at a bill that I paid for Friday, and she was already in there doing something, studying or praying or something. And that's where the idea was birthed. You know, people think that it's some thing from childhood. I mean, even when we were under Jason Shear and Karen Clark Shear, we never had any desire to be like Bishop Shear and First Lady Shear. We never had, you know, we were fine. And then transitioning from them, our originals, into our new chapter, which was under the leadership of Bishop Robert E. Joyce, and having him there, and teaching us and training us. Even then, we had no desire to want to be pastors. We knew that we loved what Bishop Joyce was giving us in terms of our training and what he was depositing into our lives.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, I kind of had it in the back of my head that Bishop probably would retire at some point, and he was setting me up maybe to take over one of his churches. So we were comfortable with that because we knew that wasn't until 2022, 2023, 2025, you know, and we'd be well ready to do whatever God wanted at that point. But you know what? God don't work like that. Like I said, it you know, the way you think it's supposed to look, God has a totally different plan. It's the same kind of thing, but it looks a totally different way. And God just blessed us with this opportunity to walk and step out on faith. And the thing that my wife and I like to leave with people about this journey is when he said move, we moved. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no hesitation. There wasn't any outside of our bishop, you know, and the people that we're just really close to. We didn't have to go check into no school. We didn't have to go try to check into no seminaries. We didn't have to go try to check to see how we could get the quickest pass.
Come on now.
To get letters behind our name. You know, it was just God said go, and we went. And people look at our church now, Living Waters Church here in Detroit, and they go, well, they're just 12, 13 services in. You know, it's just, it seems like they've been doing it for 5, 10 years. And it's like, no, God sustains what he ordained. We just have to avail ourselves in the yes. Your blessing is in the yes. He has the rest. You just got to say yes. And that's the story that we leave with everybody about the success of Living Waters Church.
Living Waters Church, right in Detroit, and we're going to get the address and everything. And I wanted to just kind of go into agreement with you and let them know that it's so true, because I didn't have that at birth either. And, you know, when I was called into ministry, I was just at my very worst. I was just coming out of a bunch of mess, and God just spoke it into my life and just kept connecting me as I kept walking in my yes. I mean, just kept connecting me with people that were imparting to me and that can see what God was saying. Yeah. And then he started building up my credentials and stuff. And what he told me was that this is not for me, because I already knew who you were. This is for those that doubt, those that need it. The world needs all of this, but I don't need this, because I know who I called you to be and what I chose you to be. So, you know, my relationship relationship is just the same as you and your wife with God. And I know so many people out there that can relate to that. So you're not alone, and people around you may make you feel like it's weird or try to, you know, condemn you to make you feel like you're not what, who God says you are. But as long as you have that intimate relationship with God and you are confident with everything that's in you, that he speaks to you and you hear him and you're obeying what he's telling you and you have seen the fruit from the obedience, then you just keep on walking. And I'm telling you, he'll continue to bring people to you that will confirm his word in your life. And so this is so powerful, and I'm so glad that you joined us today, because it's someone out there that's listening that's really struggling with that. They're in religious situations, or they're in bondage from, you know, maybe a family member that's trying to redirect God's vision and purpose for their life. And so we want to encourage you as ministers of the gospel, no matter if you called, you know, God has chosen you to be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, whatever it is, you're part of the body. And as long as he's instructing you to, you know, to impart what your portion is into the kingdom, that's exactly what you must do, because we need it. Pastor Jay and I need your portion. You need our portion. I need your portion. It all works together. And you all have heard me say this time and time again, iron sharpens iron. And that's exactly, even this right here, this conversation is sharpening your iron, but it's sharpening, we're sharpening each other's iron, because it's encouraging us to stay on in the race and continue and go, you know, go and get your victory. But I want you to tell everybody exactly where the church is, when the services are.
Yes, absolutely. We are in Detroit, Michigan. God gave us this wonderful location. It is at my old alma mater, my high school. It's called Cass Technical High School, inside of their grand theater. But the beauty of it is, you know, we have this stigma over Detroit, like, oh, it's run down and it's going down and it's the murder capital. All those things that Detroit used to be deemed as are so gone. You know, of course, we still have the remnants of the rumors hanging around, but Detroit, it has come back. It is flourishing. Downtown is awesome. The Pistons are now moving back or away from Auburn Hills, Michigan, back to the heart of downtown Detroit with the Lions and the Tigers, of course. So they're all there together in Little Caesars Arena. My church location is walking distance from Little Caesars Arena, the new home of the Detroit Pistons. So yes. when you start thinking about it, you start saying to yourself, okay, now wait a minute, God, your hand was in this too much. You know, it's so overwhelming that we just start tearing up and choking up with praise just because of how he even worked out everything down to the final and last detail, such as the location. So that was awesome. That 2501 2nd Avenue on Sunday morning, 2nd Avenue, 2501, Cass Technical High School, 10:45 a.m., Living Waters Church in Detroit, Michigan.
And how can they find you? Because wait, before we go into the streaming, though, you know, I used to live right at the old Engineer Institute of Arts. It was the old building, the Engineering Institute of Arts, and they turned it into Lofts. I used to live in those lofts right down the street from Cass. My sister graduated from Cass Tech. I know that area is so needed. The prayers, the worship right in that area. They're cleaning up Cass corridors. All of that stuff is just being redeveloped. He is so right. I've been there. Actually, I filmed my fitness, health and soul fitness DVD in Detroit at Mumford High School, but I kept, you know, frequently going throughout the whole downtown area, and it is absolutely gorgeous what they're doing. And so for God to send you a fresh anointing over there in this fresh new environment where all of these people are going to come and gather, what an opportunity for you to touch lives and win souls over there.
Yes, it is absolutely wonderful. You know, definitely, you know, we have an urban area where downtown is, you have the homeless, and, you know, there's just some street people, and we love to just kind of roll up our sleeves before service, and people are walking around down there. You know how Detroit is, and sometimes the people are just waking up, and they don't have homes, and that's just a prime opportunity to tell them, hey, come on in. Come on in and enjoy service on us. Come on in and have some breakfast on us. And then we're going to, not even just natural food, we're going to give you some spiritual food. Come on in and have Sunday on us. And it's just, like I said, it's a wonderful location. And we're just having fun with the ministry as going forth.
I just love the excitement and enthusiasm that you have. And I don't know if you guys are listening, but you, if you can't physically be there, or, you know, if you are in the area and you can, and you're looking for a place to go and visit Pastor Jay and Pastor and his wife. You're both pastors, right? Pastor Jay and Mel Moss, and go and visit with them, hang out with them, and get into worship, get that word, get fed, and just feel the freshness around you when you go into that place. I mean, even Cass Tech is brand new. They done fixed up Cass Tech. Everything around you is brand new.
I just thought
about that. It's brand new, a brand new facility. So this is very exciting. And they have, you know, all of the I mean, I've seen the graphics. I mean, he puts this thing in it now. It's anointed from the very detail of his gifts and talent, and whoever, you know, his team and everybody that's putting this thing together. God is really doing amazing things. So how can those that cannot be there, they're around the world, they feel in your energy, they want to get more. How can they follow you through streaming for your services?
Well, we stream every Sunday, and it's through live stream. The app is live stream, but we always post links everywhere, all on our social media, and you can find us there. Now, the address online for Living Waters Church is at LWC Detroit, like Living Waters Church, LWC Detroit. And then, of course, the website is lwcdetroit.com. Now, if you can't remember that, you can always find links to Living Waters Church at Masa, and that's Inside J. Moss. Now, that's easy to remember. Inside J. Moss, just connect with me, and of course, there's always a connection with our church, Living Waters Church, from repost and all, you know, other things like that. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on Snapchat. We got things on YouTube, so we're all over the place. That's LWC Detroit and Inside J. Moss.
They're everywhere. I can only keep up with a couple, but he's everywhere. Trust that. And listen, let me ask you a question also. For people that want to maybe donate, because you mentioned about homelessness and things like that, and people in the inner city that you may come across, and you invite them to come to services and have breakfast and things like that. For those that want to maybe sow a seed to help advance that, can you give them a little bit more about the overall mission, what God has given you about, you know, Living Waters Church? What is it, the goal that you're trying to do for the kingdom?
Well, our mission statement is connecting with people, impacting lives, and changing our culture. And that's what we want to do. We really believe that Living Waters is just a pit stop on that road of ministry. We just come there to get refueled, grab a bag of chips, feel good, you know, and you know, freshen up a little bit and get back out there on the road. And that's just how we feel. And that's how I tell my members, our Living Waters family of members, it's like, hey, Sunday is just a time where we can just all come and convene together and love on each other a little bit. But the real ministry starts Monday through Saturday. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to impact the community. We're trying to get out there into the jail. I mean, we have a nice outreach for jail ministry where, you know, a lot of our elders, you know, and ministers have been incarcerated. So they know how to get us right into where we need to be to make the most impact in jail houses and things of that nature, dealing with dysfunctional youth and reaching out to them with the Splash Club. So we are really, really hands-on with this community, walking the streets, going door-to-door, doing it the old grassroots way, and letting people know that not only Living Waters Church is here, but we're sending them and moving them to Christ. A lot of times I tell people, even when they come visit, you don't have to join here. It's our prayer that you link up in the kingdom somewhere, worship somewhere. God will send us the people we need for our platform. We're not worried about that. We're just more interested in moving souls to Christ. That's the Living Waters Church way.
Well, I'm absolutely on fire just from hearing this fresh anointed, this fresh move of God right there in Detroit, Michigan. And listen, you got to link up with him. If you're interested in any way of visiting, you know how to stream, you know how to follow him on social media, you know how to contact him. And donations and things like that, do they do the same thing, connect with you, or is there an email or something that they need to, or some kind of, how do they sow a seed?
Absolutely. I forgot that part of the question. My bad on that. It's on the website, LWC Detroit, whether you're on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android. You can go to lwcdetroit.com and navigate that site to the give page, and it'll instruct you how to do it. All you need is a debit or credit card, or the address is there where you can send your payments, or if you have a PayPal account, you can donate and sow seeds into Living Waters Church there. We are about God's business at Living Waters Church. He is growing us, like they say, like a weed. And we are just like, oh my goodness, we're growing so fast. What are we going to do? So, yes, we encourage you to connect with us and partner with us as we do this ministry work. And we are very, very transparent. We always let people know what we're doing and how we're doing it. We're not just in here trying to buy Bentleys and Mercedes. We already had that before we started Living Waters Church. So this is all about ministry. This is all about God's business. And we would really, really love for you all to connect and partner with us. Go to livingwaterschurch.com. That's LWCDetroit.com.
Oh, my God. I just... Go
Did
there
I really
now.
Say that? I really said that, right? I said it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You're just making me laugh. But see, he's funny and energetic, and that's what we need. We need to break up all of the humdrum, the sadness, the anger, and all of that in the body of Christ. It's okay to laugh and have fun and really get that word in, and really your walk would be a lot lighter and easier, I guarantee you, if you laugh some, you know, because, you know, there's no...
I gotta interject. Stop the presses. Stop everything. I gotta interject. Now, I got a question to ask.
What?
I thought I was your number one guy. I thought I was your main dude. I thought I was your little spiritual lover boy. Now I'm just letting your audience know. I thought I was the man. And then when I get right before I get introduced on the Dr. Gene show, I get introduced as just Pastor Jay Moss, and the comedian gets introduced as my main man. So I got a problem. When somebody is on this show with me, you could at least save him for next week and let me feel like I was the main guy.
But listen, he's on here every Wednesday. He's on here every Wednesday, and that's just how I introduce him. But you know you are my friend, my buddy, my homie. You know me, and you are cool. So don't even try to. And then I don't even know if you saw the promotion, but I gave you a long slew of introduction for everybody to see it, that you are Grammy Award. And I did say that. I said you Grammy Award winner, Stella Award winner, and that I said
I'm
all
not
that.
Talking about that. I know who God made me. I know what my accolades are. I'm talking about as it pertains to your heart. Your heart.
Listen, let me correct it. Let me let everybody know for real. This is my main man, my buddy, my friend,
That's
my homie, my partner in Christ. We good. Y'all already know he's silly. Y'all better follow him on Snapchat. You never know what kind of funny skits. I mean, he does all kind of stuff, talented in every way, comedy and all of that stuff. So, again, you got to follow my buddy, my homie, my bestie, Pastor Jay Moss. I'm trying to keep it Pastor Jay Moss because everybody knows you as Jay Moss.
And you know what? I don't get caught up into that. It's so funny that, you know, Melanie and I, we make sure we go out and into the receiving line after church, and we hug and love on everybody in that church. And it's so funny. People walk up, and they're like, hey, Jay, you know, and they're going, oh, I'm sorry, it's Pastor Jay. And I'm like, look, there's no big eyes or little U's in this work. I mean, I know you all respect me as Pastor Jay, but you fell in love with me as Jay Moss. And we can't disregard that. We can't ignore that. That's like 20 years of me being in an industry that made people feel warm and fuzzy. You can't just all of a sudden tell them to switch gears on that.
So and get all serious, and feel intimidated by you. I agree with that.
Exactly. Amen. That's what I'm
saying. Be intimidated by the title and everything in the position, and they lose sight on just your transparency and things like that. So I get it, you know, and that's really what it's all about anyway. A lot of, I'm going to say different cultures do it just like that. And they don't get caught up in that either. But that, again, that's a religious thing. And we got to get you back on the show again and maybe give some words of inspiration. And maybe we can break down. you know, maybe we could break down some different topics and things like that, like religion and, you know, man stuff and all of that stuff, and really get down into encouraging people to be followers of Christ more than man. Yeah. And then they'll be able to see things a lot clearly, like what you're saying, and how transparency and being a leader and things like that to people to Christ, how much lighter and freeing it is, and how it could be, just like I said, fun, exciting, and free. I mean, who doesn't, the Bible says whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Are we supposed to be free in our salvation, free in our, you know, transformation, free in our walk, you know, even though we're going, we got enough to deal with. Why, you know, have any unnecessary burdens, you know, like religious and, you know, all of that, you know, stuff. Anyway, but yeah, it would be great to have you back on, you know, soon, next month or whatever, and we can set that up where you can come and just give a word, like 5 minutes, have a little segment of inspiration to the people, because I know that they would enjoy that, and they would like to just hear more from you. So again, all of the information real quickly before we let you go, because I'm really, I asked you for 5 minutes, and you know you my homie, because you done stayed on here for 30 minutes now, and I so appreciate you for doing that.
You all in my meetings and everything now.
I'm all up in your stuff. And, you know, listen, again, follow Pastor Jay and Mel Moss and their ministry and Living Waters Church, Detroit, Michigan, Inside Jay Moss on Instagram. He's on Snapchat, everything. You need to just go on and look him up right now if you haven't already. All right, Jay Moss, Jay,
Thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate you. I think you're doing a fine work. The, one of the things that attracted me to you so much is I just love people, one, and you can't be a pastor without the love of people. But I loved your spirit. I loved how you made me just light up by looking at a picture, by looking at you doing 21 push-ups. I just love what you did and how you took that and how you made it fun, and it was very gravitating. God has given you an anointing to attract people, and you make sure you guard that, because you're going to see levels that you've never seen before just by going against the current, just by going against the grain, doing it a different way, saying yes to God. Your blessing and the rest of your chapter that you're going to see that's going to blow your mind is in the fact that you dared to be different and you said yes to God. And I'm here and I'm glad I'm connected with you, and I love you. Anytime you need your voice, just call me.
I will. I love you. Thank you for those words of inspiration and encouragement, and I just seal it with the blood of Jesus. Thank you so much, Jay Moss. And again, connect with him right away. Love you now. Until next time, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, be good. All right.
All right. God bless. Okay. Now, listen, I don't know if you got an earful. That was a great interview. Pastor Jay Moss. Jay Moss. Jay, you all know him. All just Google him. If you don't know, you'll find out today. Listen, we're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we're going to move right on with Elizabeth Brooks with 5 minutes of fitness. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Well, all right. Thank you for coming right back with us at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Elizabeth Brooks, thank you for joining us with 5 minutes of fitness, girl.
Thank you so much, Gina. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, sis. What's going on? What you got for us today?
Listen, I wanted to talk today about high-intensity interval training workouts. And I know this is like a terminology that people have gotten used to hearing. You're reading about it in the paper. And I just wanted to give people some clarification and talk about some of the nuances relating to high-intensity training. One of the reasons that this is such an amazing form of training is because it really helps people to burn more calories per minute of the workout that they do. And a lot of people, even like you'll hear people say, oh, I walk all the time, but, you know, it doesn't seem to be burning very many calories. And the reason for that is because the intensity level of their walking is relatively low. And what we want to do if we want to burn more calories during any given workout is we want to make sure we are challenging our intensity levels. We want to make sure that, you know, between if you were giving yourself a scale of a perceived exertion, how hard you feel like you're working, between 0 and 10, when you're working out, you should feel like you're working between 6 and 8 all the time. And the challenge with most people is most people are working in that 3 to 4 realm for the majority of the time. High intensity interval training, in particular, high intensity probably, you know, are self-defined, you know, self-explanatory. You know, it just means your intensity level is high. Like I said, between a 0 and 10, that you're working out like a 6 or 8. Interval training is when you're moving from one exercise to another in a time sequence. And Tabatas, T-A-B-A-T-A, Tabatas are a great way to do interval training. And I know, Gina, that you have tried interval training. We do interval training sometimes in our classes, and we've done Tabatas in particular. Tabatas are a workout platform where you work for 20 seconds and you rest for 10 seconds, and you basically do 8 sets of that. So it's 4 minutes of actual work in a particular exercise. And it's a great way to really challenge your intensity level and put people on a clock. So you're not just doing an exercise and then you walk around for 2 minutes and you come back. It's really keeping your intensity high. You should be sweating. You should be breathing hard really challenging your muscles in whatever the exercise it is that you're doing. So I just want to give people encouragement to keep their intensity level high when they're working out. Try some of the high-intensity interval training platforms. One example of that, like I just said, is a Tabata, T-A-B-A-T-A, and it was really developed by a man in Tokyo when he was doing athletic sport training with some of his elite athletes. And it's a platform where you're working for 20 seconds, and you rest for 10 seconds, and then you go back, and you do 20 seconds, and you do 8 sets of that. And it should be about 4 minutes of that. And that's just one example of a really, really great high-intensity interval training platform.
Wow. Well, that is interesting. I know a lot of people are finding out a lot of new ways to get fit with your segments on, and it's quite interesting. A-Train, what do you think about that? Are you going to try it?
We're trying to get A-Train to just walk. We're just trying to get him to walk.
I know. He eats. Let me tell you something. He eats all the time. He posts these meals. He eats seafood and all these stuffed oysters and things like that.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, he's a seafood fanatic. And so that's what he, you know, based on. But he gets a lot of good eating in. But I don't hear a lot about him working out. So, like, today, with people with fitness, what I'm finding out is that they wait till summertime to lose weight, and then they get a certain size, and then they go back to eating, you know, the grill food, you know, the cookouts and stuff like that, and then they get off track, and then they lose their way along the fall season and try to get back up, maybe, you know, right in January a couple of times, and then they lose their way again. How can you motivate people to really just see this as a lifestyle and not just to get in a swimsuit or look good for the summer? How do we motivate the people to care enough about their health and that there's health issues with extra weight looking good in an outfit?
That's such a great question. And something that I like to always remind people is that motivation is internally driven. Like, you have motivation is something that comes from yourself. Inspiration is the stuff that we do. Like, when you're taking my classes and I'm yelling at you guys and I'm like, come on, you guys, you can do it. You know, keep pushing. You can do 2 more. that's inspiring, that's inspiration, and that can be externally driven. And people have to seek their own reasons for staying fully committed in exercise programs and stop seeing exercise as another form of dieting. Exercise is not a diet. It's a lifestyle platform. So we exercise to stay healthy for our regular lives. And it's something that we do daily. It's something that we participate in regularly. And it's something that will enhance our lives if we're doing it regularly. And there is no, like, yeah, you might have results the first few times that you do that, where you wait till the summer, you know, and you work out for 4 weeks and you try to take off 10 pounds and you're only drinking water and lemon juice and, you know, but those are not healthy ways to lose body fat. And to get your, I would really like to encourage people to get their focus off of so much losing weight. Yeah, some people need to lose weight, but what your focus needs to be is on overall improved health and wellness. And as you seek that kind of more progressive and mature philosophy on your overall taking care of your body, you'll see results based on your weight. You will see your weight come down if you are exercising regularly and if you are eating healthy foods regularly, and if you're drinking your water regularly. So I think that's just a great point that you bring up there, that there are, especially as summer comes along, people, you know, you can see your body a little bit more in the summer, right? We take off, we shed the clothes from the winter, and then all of a sudden people are ultra conscious of how they actually look. But what we want to do is we want to be conscious of that all the time and not focus on the way we look just when we have fewer clothes on, but focus on how we look and just having that personal, it has to be a personal drive and motivation. It can't be something that comes externally. Oh, I'm going to the beach, or, oh, I'm going to, you know, I have a wedding to go to. It can't be, those things don't sustain us. They don't keep us motivated and going, you know, and staying with a program for long periods of time. So I feel your pain on that comment, because it's something that I, as a trainer, I deal with people coming into me all the time and, oh, I got 3 weeks. Can you, you know, I want to lose 25 pounds. Well, okay, well, you probably need to find somebody else, because I'm not going to be able to do that for you. And even if you do lose 25 pounds in 3 weeks, when you go back to doing what you were doing prior to that activity, you're going to put that weight back on plus more. So people really do have to become more mature. We have to become way more sensitive about taking care of our own bodies and the contributions that we're making to our families, to society, because we are healthy and leading healthier and fitter lives. And it can't be kind of a superficial philosophy, oh, I'm going to do this for now. It has to be like, hey, this is the rest of my life, and it's okay for me to do this today, and I'm going to do something else tomorrow, and oh, in addition to my workout, I'm going to eat healthy. You know, it's a full comprehensive kind of plan that doesn't involve, you know, doing something today and then next week you're totally, you know, off on some other kind of thing.
There you go.
Why is it so hard to drink water, though? That's my thing.
Why is it so hard? If water does not have a taste. I don't know. Why do people always say that? But if you feel like you need a little boost for drinking your water, sometimes it might help to put fruit in your water, like chopped up strawberries, or citrus is
some
great,
Kool-Aid,
like oranges and lemons.
Right?
You're talking about Kool-Aid. See, now you're talking about sugar. See, I said water and fruit. I didn't say nothing about sugar.
Now, listen, this is what I have to deal with, Elizabeth. I'm telling you, that's why I asked you the questions, because even when I go out and do fitness training with people in groups and stuff like that, right? So, you know, I take Elizabeth's class, plus I also do my own thing when she's not around, because I enjoy her. We connect, and I mean, it's like I say, iron sharpens iron, and we motivate each other.
Right.
But the thing is that I get the same thing, and I wanted them to hear that from you so they can know that it's not just me, but it's also the way it is. You have to find something that's going to be a life-changing motivation for you, that is not just for this and that, because you will get gain that weight back and double. Trust me. And a lot of people that do training that cut out salt and sugar and stuff like that, and they do that for training pace, they have to be extra cautious to maintain what they lost. And be careful, because it will come back. That first piece of sugar, that first piece of salt or whatever, it is gonna, you're gonna retain it, and it's gonna be even double, especially when you get older. So just, you know, that's keep that in mind, and y'all. You're not young like you used to be. Some of you guys that's, you know, in your late 30s and your 40s and your 50s now. You can't, it ain't gonna bounce back as quick as you were when you was in your teens and your 20s now. So don't let the devil lie to you. I'm just gonna tell you the truth.
And you don't wanna be motivated by something negative, like you have a stroke and that's what makes you change. You don't want to be motivated by something negative, like you have a heart attack and that's what makes you change. You don't want to be motivated by something negative, like you have a bad fall and you hurt your knee and that makes you change. You want to change before you have some catastrophic injury that forces the doctor to tell you, okay, now you got to get your act together. Because by the time you have those things, you've already sustained the injury and you are that much further from progress. So, you know, nip it in the bud, people. Be proactive about your health. Care about your body and the contribution that you're making to society. And that is going to be better if you take care of yourself. Right, A-Train?
I just know that God knows my heart. And I was made in his image. You know what I mean? I just believe, you know, God knows my heart. You know, I was walking on that truck one day. I was like, you know what? Why am I killing myself for
oh my God.
Like, it's vanity.
You are not,
it's
killing
vanity.
Yourself to exercise.
I mean, we just trying to get you to walk a mile. That's all he's trying to get you to do. And he's small, you guys. It's not like, for those that have not seen what he looks like, he's not, he's a nice sized man. He's not overweight. You know, as far as, I don't know the body fat, but I know, I'm saying he's not, you know, we're saying this for a reason or anything, because it's obvious. No, I mean, but just for all of you small people too, you can be out of shape and still small. So just keep that in mind. You got to work your heart out, because the older you get, you want to make sure that your heart is healthy and your organs are healthy and your cholesterol
is low.
That's
the things that we can see. They're not things we can see. Like, we're so focused on, oh, how my butt looks, how my thighs look. Oh, my God, my arms. Look at this. Oh, my God, my, you know. But, you know, your heart and lungs are on the inside, and they're being affected by your body, by, you know, by whatever activity you're doing. So if you're not taking care of those heart and lungs, they will tell on you.
Tell it. Well, he's talking about some wow, but yeah, God knows his heart. We're going to keep working on A-Train, Elizabeth. We're going to tag team him and keep working on him and put him on the spot, make him jog after the show every day, every Wednesday.
You and me together.
Yeah, you might as well do that. You might as well bring your workout clothes when you come on the show, because we're going to motivate you every month, once a month, to walk a mile at least. And you can treat yourself with those oyster Rockefellers that you love so much. A connoisseur with seafood. Okay, well, listen, Elizabeth, we're getting ready to transition, but can you please go ahead and let everybody know how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You all can contact me anytime at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com, all one word. And I look forward to talking to you all soon.
I love that. ThinkingCorrectly.com. Elizabeth, ThinkingCorrectly.com. Listen, that's what we're talking about today. We're trying to get you to think correctly about this whole weight journey, this weight losing journey, this lifestyle change journey, mind, body, and soul. All right, Elizabeth, love you so much. Always loving your finance and fitness. Take care now.
Take care.
All right. I just had to get you on. I don't know what the problem. The devil tried to keep you from getting that words of wisdom earlier. But we got the power and authority to bind that thing. So listen, you on with us now. I was like, hello? I mean, I didn't want to interrupt him, but I was like, where is my A-Train at? Did you hear Jay Moss? I don't know if he was listening to the show, but did you hear him get on me about calling you my main man, comedian A-Train?
No, what did he say? What he
said, well, wait a minute. I thought that I was your boy, your main man. And I hear you say, oh, and Jay Moss on, and then we got my main man.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, that is so funny. But listen, I had to tell him, you my homie, my boy, and all that stuff. But anyway, you go. I say he's with me every. That's my main man every Wednesday on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. But I'm inviting him to come on again and do maybe a 5-minute segment. And he said he would do it. But I want to get into your thing, man. Popping 2 weekends in a row. Tell everybody what in the world, festival after festival after festival. What's happening?
Listen, shout out to Birmingham, Alabama. B-Ham. They came out and represented. People came out literally from all over the country. We had people in the audience from California, from Chicago, New York, Philly, D.C., Miami, Orlando, Atlanta. I mean, people in Texas, they literally came from all over to the Steel City Jazz Festival in Birmingham, Alabama, downtown Birmingham. Because that lineup was so strong, man. You had Kyle Thomas, Boney James, David Sanborn, Jeffrey Osborne, the OJ, Ken, the violinist. I mean, you name it, man. That lineup was so strong in jazz. And I had the pleasure of hosting the Steel City Jazz Festival. So shout out to Cedric and his staff that is over that particular event and locking me in on that schedule. Because, we started out in Orlando a few months ago, and Birmingham was just another stop on that tour. So it was a blast, man. Friday, all day Friday and all day Saturday. And we had a little rain, to come back, to kind of come through. And we had to kind of take a pause a little bit. But shortly after, it kicked right back up. And, the show was just rolling, man. I had a blast. Yeah. So that looked like loads of fun.
Like one of those things I wish I was there. Because especially when, you guys are rocking it out together through the rain, you're prepared, you got your snack,
Yeah.
It's social.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a family reunion. Why not?
Oh, man.
So I saw your post.
And that wasn't the first time all of us have worked together. Like I said, we did Orlando, Jazz Festival, and then that same lineup with the addition of the OJs and Jeffrey Osborne, it was just really cool for everybody to link up again. You know what I mean? David Sanborn, he was like, "Train, you ready?" I was like, "Yeah, man, let's do it." And he was like, "Well, let's go out here and have fun, buddy." It was just a camaraderie between everybody, and it was really nice seeing these living legends. I'm talking about living legends of the jazz culture still out there doing that thing, man. So it was amazing. It really was. Yeah.
Well, I know you had the OJs out there, my buddy, my love muffin, Eddie LaVert. Oh, my buddy right there. So yeah, I know they turned it out, the OJs.
That was my first time seeing them perform live, man. And I was just grinning from ear to ear. And especially when they broke out For the Love of Money and Backstabbers, I was like, yeah, that's my jam.
We old hands. We love that stuff, man. Me and you love that.
And he was getting it, man. He was getting it. He was sweating, but he was getting it.
He sweats.
Yeah.
He sweats, but he gets it in. So this weekend, you got drum roll, please. What's popping this weekend?
K-Train Live The Experience on June 9th. That's Friday night this weekend at the Ritz Theater right here in Jacksonville, Florida. We're kicking it off again, man. And I got my dude, comedian Pete Lee out of New York City from VH1's Best Week Ever. And he was just on Jimmy Fallon a few weeks ago, performing. So a real good friend of mine, hilarious comic, man. Pete Lee is so funny, and he's not vulgar, so I'm telling you, those just listening, you definitely want to come out and make sure you're in the house. Tickets are on sale right now. You can go to Groupon. We're trying to get these tickets to you. You can go to Groupon right now and just search A-Train Live, The Experience, and you'll see it come up. And that's a June 9th show, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Ritz Theater right here in Jacksonville, Florida, in the heart of downtown. So
We're excited. I'm excited. I cannot wait. And then also have, you know, a few surprises for you as well, because, you know, we always sneak in a surprise in the A-Train Live, you know. And, of course, we got DJ A-Drop on the ones and twos. So we got music, sessions, comedy, and a surprise. So you definitely want to come out and check this show out. Real talk.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And you got the, you're still, is, what's his name? That other show that you're doing with, Michelle, what's K Michelle?
Oh, Rick Ross. Rick Ross. Yes. The yeah. Don. The Don and the Diva Tour. that's kicking off on the 8th of July, at the Times Union Center here in Jacksonville, Florida. That's, Rick Ross and K Michelle. And I'll be hosting and handling that show as well. So I'm excited about that, man. That's a big show as well. Tickets available for that on Ticketmaster as of now. So you can go to Ticketmaster.com and pull up, you know, the Don and Diva tour. So, and that's popping off here in Jacksonville on the 8th of July. So
featuring A-Train, featuring comedian A-Train, Rick Ross, yeah. And K Michelle.
Right.
That's what I say. And that's what they saying. That's what the public has spoken in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
They going to see A-Train everywhere. Well, listen, you guys got to support the show. If you're in the surrounding areas, please go to Groupon, get your tickets, check out A-Train at Do It Again and see what happens. Where? On Instagram and where else?
On Facebook as well. And then my my Twitter is A-Train Live, and my other Facebook page is A-Train Live The Experience. So, and also, we definitely got to give a shout-out to the legendary Prince, who would have been 59 years old as of today. So, shout-out.
Yes.
To Prince. Yeah.
People
yeah.
are really, really posting a lot of amazing pictures and footage that I've never seen before. I'm like, where are they finding this stuff? But it's just amazing, the internet, but they're posting stuff. And I just say, keep posting them, you guys, because some of us have never seen the footage that you're posting. I'm just so, you know, that's really my favorite artist ever. Alive, dead, he's going to always be my favorite entertainer.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate what you guys are posting. And also, before you go, A-Train, wasn't there something trending? Did we ever find out what happened? Is Rihanna pregnant or is she not?
I don't know. They just try. They're guessing. They're guessing. All they're talking about is the weight gain. And, you know, we don't have little Riri anymore. It looks like Riri is kind of grown up out there. You know?
Yeah, she getting thickums. She getting thickums around the hips and stuff. Okay, well, you know, so stay tuned to see what that's all about.
Right. Time will tell. Time will tell. So,
time will tell. Well, anyway, other than what's going on this weekend, what else is going on before we let you go?
I definitely want to give a shout-out to my girl, comedian Dominique, who was in town last weekend. As a matter of fact, when I wrapped up in Birmingham, I had to get back to Jacksonville the following day because she was performing here at the Comedy Club, and I was here supporting her, and she just always showed me mad love. So I want to give a shout-out to comedian Dominique.
Hey, Dominique, we got to get her to visit us one day, A-Train.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah we got to get her to visit with us one day.
She got some stuff coming up. She got some tours and things that she's out there on as we speak. So that'll be real dope. Yep.
Oh, yes. Well, listen, this has been, you know, of course, this is always, he's always a big part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. My main man, celebrity comedian, A-Train. I just thought it was so funny that J-Moss was saying something about that. Anyway, let the world know that's my main man, comedian, celebrity, A-Train. And he's got so much stuff going on as well. And just so you can follow with him and keep up with all of the shows that he's got. Because Stuffy, he'll tell us about it on Wednesday. And by tomorrow, he'll have three other shows booked. So you got to follow with him in between time to find out what is going on. Where is A-Train?
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, where is A-Train?
And also on tomorrow, I'll be on the Conversations with Denise TV show. You remember that taping I did?
Oh, yes.
So that airs tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So 7 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Conversation with Denise. Is that the name of the show?
Yep, that's the name of the show.
Yep. All right. Well, you got to tune in for that. And you guys are going to be talking about the A-Train experience. And I'm about to say A-Train Express. That's what I feel like. You on the move. You better get on while you can.
It's moving.
It's moving. The A-Train Experience, they're going to be talking about that and all of the I mean, I know that you're going to inform some of the people that's tuning in for the first time, hearing your name for the first time, how historical this is, mm-hmm. the Ritz and all of that, and the guests that you're going to be having. And just to move a little bit ahead real quick while we got a couple of seconds, when is the next A-Train Experience at the Ritz? When is after this week, when is the next one?
The next one, it kicks up in August, as a matter of fact. I'm giving our listeners today, who's tuned in, they get a chance to hear that sneak tip that we just put out. It hasn't gone public as of yet. As a matter of fact, we're going to release that this Friday night at the show. Make that big announcement because the city signed off on a second season for A-Train Live Experience. So we're excited about that. And those dates, they're going to be released this Friday and at the show. But I'll share with everybody here on the radio today. So that's awesome.
Oh, awesome. That is so great. That's good to know.
5th of August on my birthday. Yep.
Oh, now you know what? I better make my butt come out there during that time. That's your birthday. We're going to have to just get turned up.
Yeah.
No.
So
on some Kool-Aid and some Thurston Rockefellers.
I was going to try to save the announcement for next week. You know what I mean? Let us get past this weekend and then bust that out on our listeners next week. But we got some real big things planned for season 2. So and it's kicking off with a bang. But we'll talk more about it. Next week. Yep.
Sounds great. Well, listen, before we close out, I want to thank A-Train. I want to thank Elizabeth Brooks. I want to thank Pastor Jay Moss again at Living Waters Church. Also, I want to remind you guys that on June the 24th, I'll be at Power Breakfast 2017 Sparkling Gym, and I'm going to be with Darlene McCoy, Prophetess Tara Caressa Hodges, Lady Rachel. Michelle Lee, and it's going to be me, Dr. G. We're going to be actually at the Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott, and this is in Stockbridge, Georgia. Tickets are only $30, and you can go on powerbreakfast.info, powerbreakfast.info to purchase your tickets. We're going to have food. We're going to have vendors there. I'm selling my books, DVDs. We don't know what I might give away because y'all know I like to give stuff away. And so I want you to stay tuned in that. And we're going to have them come on before that Wednesday before that event and talk more about it. And I'm going to keep you posted so you remember because I know some of y'all last minuteers. I don't want you to forget and be like, oh my goodness, it's Jen. No, we're going to make sure you get your tickets so you can be in the house and feel the anointing of God fall upon us. And I want you to remember to, again, keep up with Pastor Jay Moss and his wife, Mel. Also, keep up with Elizabeth Brooks for your fitness. Keep up with comedian A-Train so you can stay in the loop, get your funny on, find out where he's hosting so you can be in the house and feel like family. This has been a great fantastic show. I want you to remember that you can follow me on Facebook at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and My Health and Soul. You can go on my website, drginaprince.com, and you can follow me on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Gina R. Prince. Just come on and hang out with us and see what's going on and what's popping. Also, next Wednesday, my special guest again is a special guest on Wednesday is going to be none other than Fred Hammond himself. Woo, we got Fred Hammond next Wednesday, so you got to tell everybody about it. It's going down right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, where you don't never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat at 11 a.m. every Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time, live. You don't want to miss it. Tell everybody. We're growing, y'all. We're going to be number one on the internet. Watch what God do. All right, until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Stay tuned next week. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.